Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the keys of life that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have spoke about is beautifying oneself and staying clean. And obviously this topic, it has multiple dimensions in terms of, you know, where to be clean and how to be clean and what to wear, what not to wear, and so on and so forth. And we spoke about that in different, you know, aspects. Now, when it comes to tazeen and tajmeel, to beautify oneself and adorn oneself, it is one of the traits of human beings. We naturally, whether we are told by Islam or not, it was embedded in our code upon our creation that we need to be clean. When Islam came, Islam did not invent the wheel of beautifying oneself, rather emphasized on it and told us how to beautify oneself. Among the things we have to beautify ourselves, going to the barber, hairdresser, and fixing your hair, and fixing your face, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in the hadith, he says, كَانَ sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam يُحُبُّ الدُّهْنَ وَيَكْرَهُ الشُّعْثُ. He would love those who fix up their hair, style it, like today we use gels and what have you to style our hair. And he hates those who their hair is very messy, okay? And like they just don't fix it, they don't comb it, they don't, you know, they just go out, they wake up from the bed, they just fix up their hair with their hand and then they just walk out. And you can tell these people. And there are those, no, who take extra care when it comes to their hair and how they make people see them. So when it comes to beauty, when it comes to one making himself look good, it is very important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants the mu'mineen, He wants the believers to be in the best of manners in terms of looks. Because people, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, when they see you, the first thing they will see is how clean you are, how well dressed you are, how well groomed you are. That's what they will see first. If they see the opposite, if they see a Muslim who's dirty and who's messy and smells, that will really send very bad signals and bad vibes to these people. And they'll say, is that how Muslims are? They hardly shower, for example, or they hardly keep their clothes clean and so on and so forth. So as a Muslim, Islam says, first and foremost, you attract people by how you look. Especially when it comes to the hair, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says, you know, fix up your hair. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says in a hadith, wear clothes and beautify yourself. For Allah, He Himself is beautiful and He loves beauty. And let your garment or your clothes and the things that you use to beautify yourself with to be from a halal source, from halal money. So the idea here is we are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before anyone. Because Allah He Himself is Jameel, He's beautiful, and He loves beauty. Now, before we continue, let us take a very short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we were saying that a mu'min, a believer, should constantly take care of how he looks. When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the tafsir, translation, or the interpretation of the ayah, فَخُذُوا زِينَتُكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدِ, beautify yourself every time you go to the masjid. And he said, it is the comb. You take it, you fix up your hair every time you need to pray. This is what Allah is saying. Because in the kulli masjid, to every place where you prostrate, not every mosque. So you could look at it as a mosque, but in reality, Allah says, wherever you prostrate, meaning whenever you pray, whether you're at home, you're at work, you're at school, no matter where you are, if you're about to pray, have a comb in your pocket or in your bag and fix up your hair before you pray. And then the Imam alayhi salam says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see his servant when he meets him in the best of form. So whether you are wearing clothes, putting perfume, combing your hair, all these things considered to be actually recommended acts, mustahabbat of salah, recommended actions that one needs to perform when he prays. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, لُعْبَيْدُ ibn Ziyad, to show off the beauty and the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon you is much better than to hide. Then I warn you, don't dress unless you dress in the best way that your people dress in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has been kind and merciful towards me and you by giving us money and wealth and stuff like that. We should use that to dress nicely, to buy clothes and wear them and make people see this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Because what's the point of me working and having money, but yet I'm being stingy and greedy with myself that I refuse to buy anything? The Imam alayhi salamullah says, no. Make sure you spend from your money, make people see you, and also make sure that you use the best and dress in the best way amongst your people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, and also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that the beautiful hair is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the hair turns white, and sometimes people either unplug it or sometimes people just, dye the hair. The Prophet says, "Ashaybu nurun falatan tufu." Shaybu is considered to be a sign of nur in the face of a person. So don't take it, leave it there. And he also, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he would always constantly use misht or use the comb to fix up his hair, and even he would let his wife will fix up his hair for him. So this is something that we should do when it comes to how we look. We will leave it here and we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.